case study, written by Graham McRae Burnett and read by Serena Mantigi and Graham Rooney.
I have decided to write down everything that happens because I feel, I suppose, I may be putting myself in danger. And, if proved to be right, a rare occurrence admittedly, this notebook might serve as some kind of evidence. Regrettably, as will become clear, I have little talent for composition. As I read over my previous sentence, I do rather cringe. But if I dilly-dally over style, I fear I will never get anywhere. Miss Lyle, my English mistress, used to chide me for trying to cram too many thoughts into a single sentence. This, she said, was a sign of a disorderly mind. You must first decide what it is you wish to say, then express it in the plainest terms. That was her mantra. And though it is doubtless a good one, I can see that I have already failed. I have said that I may be putting myself in danger, but there I go, off on an irrelevant digression. Rather than beginning again, however, I shall press on. What matters here is substance rather than style, that these pages constitute a record of what is to occur. It may be that were my narrative too polished, it might lack credibility, that somehow the ring of truth lies in infelicity. In any case, I cannot follow Miss Lyle's advice, as I do not yet know what it is I wish to say. However, for the sake of anyone unfortunate enough to find themselves reading this, I will endeavour to be clear, to express myself in the plainest terms. In this spirit, I shall begin by stating the facts. The danger to which I have alluded comes in the person of Collins Braithwaite. You will have heard him described in the press as Britain's most dangerous man. This on account of his ideas about psychiatry. It is my belief, however, that it is not merely his ideas that are dangerous. I am convinced, you see, that Dr. Braithwaite killed my sister Veronica. I do not mean that he murdered her in the normal sense of the word, but that he is, nonetheless, as responsible for her death as if he had strangled her with his bare hands. 2 years ago, Veronica threw herself from the overpass at Bridge Approach in Camden and was killed by the 4:45 to High Barnet. You could hardly imagine a person less likely to commit such an act. She was 26 years old, intelligent, successful, and passably attractive. Regardless of this, she had, unbeknown to my father and me, been consulting Dr. Braithwaite for some weeks. This I know from his own account.